بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن أدنى مقعد أحدكم من الجنة أن يقول له تمنى فيتمنى ويتمنى فيقول لك فيقول له هل تمنيت؟ فيقول نعم، فيقول له فإن لك ما تمنيت ومثله معه. This hadith we had read previously already, and two other hadiths similarly also, one from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in these ahadith it is mentioned that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will tell the person who will enter Jannah, and here it comes the last person who will enter Jannah. And according to some narrations, it is established that this will be that person that will have to burn in the fire of Jahannam also, and then he will be the very last person to enter into Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala will tell this very last person that wish now. And he will wish, and yeah, in this hadith it comes twice that he will wish. And other hadith it will come that up to 10 times he will wish. And other hadith make it clear that Allah will give him 10 times the size of this dunya for one person, everything 10 times the size. That explanation has been done already, that either it is that at the beginning it was only up to 2 times, but later Allah increased it and gave him up to 10 times the size of this dunya. The point that we should also understand to appreciate this hadith, that yeah, in this world, just by wishing, what happens? A person wishes, I must have this, I must have that. Nothing happens just by a wish. But just look at the contrast of it, Jannah, just by wishing, doing absolutely nothing, just by wishing, how much Allah Ta'ala will give. So we should make the object of our life the Akhirat and not this dunya. And to give ourselves some insight into that how the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, how it works. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to explain from the ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ. That Allah Ta'ala takes you out from the wombs of your mothers, and there you are formed one stage after another. The various stages that a person goes through, and Allah explains there, فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. In 3 layers of darkness, Allah Ta'ala is making that baby. 3 important, very striking points Hazrat Maulana used to explain. One is that in complete darkness, the work of Allah is carrying on. Who can we in this world work where there is not one darkness, but 3 layers of darkness? The body of the woman, and then her womb, and then the embryonic sac in which the child is kept. Complete darkness, total darkness, Allah Ta'ala. And what a model Allah made this human being. What was different? The eyes, the heart, the liver, the lungs. The function of each of these things are mind-boggling, and nobody can fully fathom and understand any one of all these things. The second, Allah Ta'ala made that baby, Allah created it without any instrument. Who can make anything in this world without an instrument? We need something, even just our fingers we need. But Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat is so great, without any instruments whatsoever, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala makes, and not one baby only that Allah made, but according to WHO, World Health Organization, 250 women are giving birth daily to children. That means Allah Ta'ala's factory is working 250,000 babies. And Allah is making those babies without any instruments whatsoever. So in complete darkness Allah makes it. And without any instruments. And that confined place, anywhere a person works, small little work, I need space. You just want to make roti in the kitchen, I need some space to make that roti. But in the womb, that small thing, that small little, there is absolutely no space there. But Allah is working. And what a production of Allah Ta'ala. So yeah, we can see the Qudrat of Allah, we can get some idea. Yeah, for Jannat, Allah Ta'ala will say, just wish, nothing else. You don't have to do a thing, you just have to wish. So we can imagine what that great Jannat will be, and at the same time what the great Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is. We should recognize Allah Ta'ala, put our full trust in Allah, and obey the commandments of Allah. No matter how impossible it seems to us, because we have been overtaken and overwhelmed with dunya, with all the things of this dunya, so Allah's commands appear to be difficult, whereas they are the most easy. And Allah, that we should prepare for that akhirat, that Jannat which Allah has prepared, and this is the time to prepare. We can't hope to go and see all this, and we did not prepare anything. This is the time, the short life of this world, that we should be preparing for that eternal life. May Allah give us this understanding, and out of His fadl and karam, give us this reality, that we prepare and we go successful from this dunya, and we earn this Jannat, which the very last person, after having paid for his sins in the fire of Jahannam, will get 10 times of the size of this dunya, and all that there just by wishing. So yeah, is the time to work. Yeah, wishing, by wishing nothing happens here. Yeah, we have to work and we have to make our sacrifices for even dunya's things. Even we want just a cup of tea, how much of work is behind that? Just by wishing I'll get a cup of tea, we won't. Or just a cup of milk, that also we have to work to get that milk. Nothing just comes by wishing. But there Allah Ta'ala will give it. May Allah give us all this realization to prepare for that eternal, everlasting life. Ma'afirullah.